We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now is Carly Gonzalez. Good morning. Her dad, Stephen, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Kurt. Hey, Jerry.
Good.
Carly was on 2 years ago with Dale and Holly.
Well, she said she didn't remember, said it wasn't
right.
Memorable.
But
must have been Dale.
So she's earned a promotion. Right. She's now on with us.
True.
Dale was so kind to her. Dale even had her on TV.
He did?
On the Bruins show.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We're still very close.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
And I think that might have violated the restraining order, but we won't make an exception for this great event. You look like you're doing great, by the way. You're glowing.
Fantastic.
Thank you. I definitely am. It's been about 2.5 years since my last chemo, so I'm feeling very good now.
And you had Ewing sarcoma. That's a scary one. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it is. It's a type of bone cancer, and it's very aggressive. I was on probably some of the most aggressive chemos for about eight or nine months.
Did you glow during that?
I wouldn't say glow, but...
Did you get... was it tough? Did you get sick?
Yes.
Did you go through all that?
Yeah, it definitely was. It was very tough. You know, I missed my whole freshman year of high school.
You did.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't really able to keep in touch with a lot of friends because you're pretty much sleeping and locked in your room for about 9 months. Ooh. Because you can't really leave. Your immune system is weak.
Right.
You can't go to school, so you lose touch with your friends. You're back and forth from the hospital like 4 or 5 days a week, and sometimes you're in the hospital for about a week. So
it's
definitely crazy.
We talk all the time. We have, you know, Lisa on all the time. We talk about how at least for somebody like you going through that, it's at least better now than, say, 20, 30 years ago, just being there. The people that are there, the friends that are there, that's available. I don't know if you were able to do that. Did you experience that?
Yes, it was. With all the new technologies and stuff, you're right, it is a lot better than 30 years ago. And the Jimmy Fund does a lot to reach out to kids because, like I said, I couldn't really keep in touch with my friends that lived right next door, but they made it a lot easier to keep in touch with the kids that were sitting right next to me while getting chemo. And I made a lot of close friends that I'm still very close with and I still hang out. And they're lifelong friendships. And that's because of the Jimmy Fund, because of the Jimmy Fund trips, and because of the games that they brought us to and all the activities that we did.
Did you do girls' night out?
Yes,
you
I did.
You seem like
yeah.
a perfect
yes,
candidate.
Yes, I would say for sure.
Tell us about girls' night out. The people listening, if they donate, tell us that money might go to send girls like you out for one crazy fun night.
That was my first trip because I was diagnosed in October.
Mm-hmm.
And that trip was in November, so I hadn't really met anybody yet. I had met a couple people around here, and I had met one of my best friends, Maddie, a few days before, but it wasn't until girls' night that we really clicked, and we really did become best friends. And that whole trip, you know, you go shopping together, you do makeup, you do the photo shoot, you do all the girl things that really, like, are exciting. And, you know, I couldn't put makeup on for a whole entire month, and I couldn't really go shopping, and I couldn't get a new outfit, which were my favorite things to do being so young and stuff. So I think the girls' night is such a good opportunity for us to really get out of the house and make friends and do normal girl stuff.
How many girls go on girls' night out? Do you remember, like?
Oh, there must have been probably about at least 20 or 30 girls,
wow.
I think.
And you're all you're all teenagers.
We're all teenagers,
which is
we're
a
all
very
about
tough
the same
time.
Age. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you point out, you're alone.
Yeah,
You know, you're missing school. You're missing your friends. You're missing, you know, sports and activities.
Yeah.
But you have one thing. You all have that in common.
We all have that in common. And I think when I first started the trip, when I first got on the bus, I was like, I really can't believe this is my life. You know, this kind of sucks hanging out with all these cancer kids. You know, I can't believe that this is who I'm going to be around with for a couple years, you know, however long I was going to be in treatment. And it wasn't very long until I realized, you know what, these are the people that I want to be around. There's people that I don't feel like they pity me because we're all in the same boat, you know. And
right.
And it didn't take long at all to realize that this was going to be one of, like, the best weekends of my life. When I went in thinking that it was going to be so, you know, just kind of, like what cancer kids do, you know. It was definitely something that kind of turned the whole experience around for me.
I'm always surprised. Yeah. Sorry, Carly. I shouldn't be, but these kids, we have them on every year, and their spirits are so, they're so optimistic. You. They're so great. I'm not sure.
They're so mature. And
kids are tough.
I mean, I was such a dope when I was your age.
Still are, but.
That's true. Yes. Yeah, it's a good point.
I know. I was going to say, no wonder Dale has her on. She's better than most of the hosts on the station.
No, no question.
Thank you.
You're a really good spokesman for this cause.
Thank you.
I always think it's because, Kirk, they grow up fast. When you go through what
definitely,
you went through,
absolutely.
I mean, you think about life and death when most kids your age are thinking about, what you're going
to
have for lunch or which
exactly.
TV show, what game you're going to play on your iPad. You're thinking about life and death.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's every morning going to the hospital and you feel like you're going to pass out. Your knees are weak, and you go in with infections and everything. And you definitely have to look death in the face and mature and realize that, you got to do this.
And you've lost friends, I assume.
I have. Actually, the friend that I was talking about, Maddie
yeah.
I think I heard that Brock Holt talked about her last night because they were best friends. But me and her were really, really close. That was probably one of my best friends on the trip, and that's how we met. And I still remember the day that I met her. She came rolling on this little stool, and she was like, "Hi, I'm Maddie." And that was her second, her second time going through that. She had relapsed when I met her, but she was definitely able to kind of give me the ins and outs, and it was someone that I trusted and was able to talk to. And we sat on those chairs every day together, and we got really close. So.
I should know this. We've done this a long time. I didn't know there was a music therapy program.
There is.
You're involved,
yes.
and you do what? You sing?
I do. I have loved to sing ever since I was little. I get it from my dad.
Really? He sings too?
He
does.
Guys,
I used to be somebody.
Duets?
I used to be
somebody. He actually kind of used to be somebody. That's right.
Do you do any duets, Mom?
No,
Dad?
Gosh, no. She wants no part of music
really?
With me.
What's,
that
okay.
is not true.
She probably won't ask, what song does she do best? Like, what if you were to...
Oh, she can do anything from Stevie Wonder to Beyonce.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
I do love Stevie Wonder.
What's your favorite Stevie Wonder song?
Oh, gosh. There's a few. I definitely love that song. I Wish, Sir Duke, Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Yeah, that's a good
there's
one.
There's a couple.
That's a good one.
That's going
that's a good
for music therapy program.
Yes. Yeah,
do you,
definitely.
Like, play an instrument, too, or do you...
I have played instruments in the past. I think... my strongest one is piano. I mostly play by ear, but I can read music and all that.
Really?
I have grown up playing piano, yeah.
See, this is why this is so important, what we do.
Exactly.
I hate to get so deep, but we need to save people like Carly.
Amen.
Of course.
You got a lot to offer.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
you. You got a lot to offer the world.
Of course.
And you're only 17?
17, yeah.
17.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So
you're going I don't think I could put a sentence together at 17.
17, I could do nothing at 17. Imagine me at 17.
Well, look at you now. Look at you guys now. Look at the difference you're making.
What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
Actually, I am thinking of going into communications and media and in that kind of field. I think that's something that definitely really interests me. And
get a real job.
Learn a trade. I think you'd be better off. You don't want to do this.
I think we should,
Well, you can intern with us at any time.
Thank you. I would absolutely love to.
Okay, can we...
Can we hire you now as a producer and get rid of our two idiot producers?
Of course. I'm ready.
Give me the contract. That's signed.
You have four daughters?
I do.
David?
Yeah.
Are they all like this?
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
not
yeah.
as
they're
cool
all fantastic.
As me, definitely not as cool as me.
Yep. My
my
second one would be
here.
She's at captain's practice.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's the, cool.
Yeah, they're all.
They're all awesome.
And I assume they were all there. We talk about this a lot, too, the siblings program, how when you're in there, in the old days, it was all about the patient and the siblings were just kind of forgotten. It's not that way anymore.
No, it's definitely not because it's definitely hard for my little sisters. I think my younger sister was in third grade when I was diagnosed. And at third grade, my mom was still brushing my hair and setting out my clothes for me, putting me on the bus, dragging me even though I would kick and scream. But my sister in third grade, she had to do that all by herself once I was diagnosed because we were up and out of the house by 6 in the morning, had to be at chemo for 7 or 8. So she was definitely doing that part all by herself at such a young age. So it's not even just me. The whole family really has to mature at such a young age and do a lot by themselves. So I think now, the Jimmy Fund recognizes that, too, and they do a bunch of things. Because a lot of siblings have to come into chemo because not all of them right. can be
sure.
babysat and stuff right. like that. So they do a lot of things. Like, I remember the Halloween, they all got to trick or treat, go around the office and in the clinic and do stuff like that. So they're not just sitting around, you know? So I think that's a really important thing to think about too. The whole family needs to be thought of.
Are you sure you're not 45 years old?
I'm gonna leave now. She's gonna do the next 3 hours.
Oh my goodness.
I think we're good. Yeah.
I think, well, our producer, Ken, say hi to Ken back at the studio. Mm-hmm. If he hasn't found a Stevie Wonder song by now, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yes, I think you should be on
which,
that.
I love Stevie Wonder.
Oh, you do? It's good. So we're going to go out with a Stevie mm-hmm. Wonder song at some point if Ken's paying attention. But you're 2 years out, so you've got a few more years of regular mm-hmm. checkups.
Right.
Yep.
But you're feeling good. God knows you're looking good.
Thank you. Yes, definitely feeling very well, and I owe that all to Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund.
Where are you going to go to college next year? A couple years.
Well, a couple years. I'm going into my senior year.
Where are you looking? Can you imagine not letting
you missed a whole year? Did you make it up?
I did. I had to do. I did. I have to. I had to.
Well, you didn't have to. You could have.
Yeah, you could have milked it.
You'd be a senior next year.
I know, right?
But you chose to.
Well, yeah, I definitely.
Can you imagine not getting into any college? What college would you not get into?
That's a good question.
Where are you looking to go? We'll get you.
Oh, God. I definitely have to do a little bit more research because I've just recently decided that I think communications is something that I want to go into. So there's a few colleges that people have suggested, like Emerson here in Boston.
Sure.
I think that would be a really cool college. One of my friend's mothers went there for communications. I think that was her major, and she says she loved it. So that's something I'll look at, and then I'll do some more research, you know, find out where I want to go.
Wow.
Okay, well,
so this is your seat. What's the big deal in the senior year? You're going to sing at like the big big event at Milford High?
Oh,
we
I
sing,
don't know.
We sing the anthem?
She does
I
the
do,
anthem
I
at
do
all
do
the
do
sports.
A lot
of
the,
do?
A lot
yeah.
of the
at all the
school,
wow.
Yeah.
School, yeah.
Yeah. They let me there.
Does anyone
cool.
kneel when you do the anthem? Anyone take a knee?
I hope not. I hope everybody's standing. But
What song are we listening to?
I can't hear. What is it, Ken?
This is Don't You Worry About a
Don't
Thing.
You Worry About a
Oh,
thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Great song.
Good, Carl. Yeah,
I do.
Kirk will sing it with you.
Oh, the lyrics. All right, Carly, Steven, and neither do I. There we go.
Don't you worry about a thing.
What pipes?
Couldn't get Dad to sing.
She's even moving like Stevie. Excellent job,
awesome,
Carly.
Carly. Thank you, Stevie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I'm pretty sure I can hear the phones ringing out
yes.
there.
Yes.
Good job.
So.
Get them ringing. Get them ringing.
I hope so. It's definitely a very important cause.
And you sure you don't want to stick around for the next 3 hours?
I would. If you'd let me, I would.
Thanks so much. Good luck with everything. We'll see
Thanks,
you
guys.
How about
Thank
next year?
So
How about
much.
Next year? Could
of
you join
course,
us next
anytime.
Year?
Anytime.
Yes.
Anytime you want. I'll be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.